Amen. Amen to Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the 8th month, the 23rd day, the year 2015, and it's the 13th Lord's Day after Pentecost. The title of this lecture is The Real Holocaust of World War II. And we're going to show you that the real monsters during World War II were not the Axis, the biggest monsters were the Allied powers. And we're going to speak about what they did to the Germans and the Japanese. And they killed, after the war, more Germans. And even when the war is near ending, they bombed towns and cities that were not military targets, and they annihilated whole populations. This is stuff that you've never heard about in history. This relates to a documentary we just recently saw, which is called Hellstorm. It's going to be posted up on my website so you can link to it. You've got to look at this. This is history they have never showed you. They don't want to show you this, the United States and England and the Allied powers, because they want to pretend to be the lambs, the good guys. We don't torture people. We don't kill civilians. We are not vicious and brutal. The Germans are. The Japanese are. You're going to also learn what's a new book I just put out, which is called Apostate Hitler, Sins and Nonsense. You're going to learn about the Germans during that war, even Hitler. They were very humane when it came to treating prisoners. Very humane. They obeyed the Geneva Convention. The Allies did not. They broke the Geneva Convention. They abused the prisoners. They raped them. They starved them to death. And we're not just talking about just the Soviet Union and the communists. We're talking about also the United States and the English and the Free French powers. When they had the Germans in their prison camps, they were starving them and abusing them. And I'm going to give you some firsthand testimonies during this lecture, too, of what my father saw when he was over in Hungary, because he lived in Hungary during the war. And his father, my grandfather, my grandmother, my father, and my aunts, they lived over there. And I'm going to tell you some true stories. It relates to this hellstorm you're going to look at when it shows you what they did to the Germans. This is the real Holocaust. When they tell you 6 million Jews died during the Holocaust, that's a big lie. We know that. He had no plans to exterminate the Jewish race. He killed people in prison camps just as anybody else would be killed if they violate laws that are worthy of the death penalty. There was no such thing as a Holocaust where Hitler attempted or even tried to exterminate Jews. The real Holocaust was the Allied powers who exterminated probably, and I would estimate, 6 million Germans are the ones that got annihilated. Right near the end of the war and after the war was even over. They wanted to wipe out literally a whole German race if they could have got away with it. And the reason that they did that is because they wanted to get rid of the memory of Hitler from these people and put such a fear upon them that all these people that were supporting Hitler, they wanted to wipe them out so they can raise up their children to be a little effeminate faggots like they are today in Germany. Look what they are in Germany today. You get rid of all the adults that were supporting Hitler and wipe out a mass of the population, then you can brainwash these little kids and raise them up to be Americanist, democracy-loving, faggot little fairy birds that don't judge, that don't punish. If the Germans ever knew their own history and looked at this hellstorm, there would be some hell to pay here against the Allies. You're pointing the fingers at the Germans. I'm sorry. The real Holocaust was what the Allies did to the Germans, not what the Germans did to the Jews. The Germans had no plan to exterminate any race. The Jews, not the Gypsies, or nobody. The Gypsies aren't even a race. They're a false religion. He had every right to persecute them. And the Jews, too, because of their false religious beliefs, and they were persecuting the state. But in any place where they go, the Jews, they oppress. But you're going to learn during here the real atrocities that took place, especially when you look at that hellstorm. But I'm going to talk about a few things here. Right before the war ended, for instance, the United States went in there and bombed Hamburg and Dresden and a few other of these German cities that were not military targets. It was purely civilian targets, and they did it just to terrorize, to wipe out the whole population in Dresden, too. They killed, within 2 days, 135,000 people. The bombing took place on the 14th and 15th days of the second month in the year 1945. On the 14th day, they went out and bombed, and it leveled a whole, and they were incendiary bombs. That they will go down, and when people were hiding in bomb shelters, you can't be protected from incendiary bombs. It's like you're in a coffin, and it goes down and heats the place up, you get roasted. You get toasted. They were going here to level the whole city and kill civilians. And purposely, after the 14th day, when the people then came out and were starting to clean up and get the bodies and everything, they came and bombed again. When the civilians were out there cleaning up, and they directly targeted the civilians. This happened in Dresden. It's a massive, more people died in Dresden than they did in Hiroshima or Nagasaki in Dresden. And they did this to Hamburg and a couple other cities in Germany. And we have a quote from David Irving's book is very good on this. It's called Apocalypse 1945, The Destruction of Dresden. And he has a foreword in here by the Air Marshal Sir Robert Saunby. He was in the English Air Force during that time, and he makes some beautiful statements on here about it. And he says how this was an unjust bombing. Now, before I go on to this statement, I'm not against killing men, women, and children. If God wants men and women and children to die, then you kill them. So I'm not against that, you know. There is a purpose, and there is a, sometimes God wants it done, and you don't even have to know why. If God says, like in the Old Testament, he told King Saul to go in and kill Agag and all the Amalekites, and he said, kill them all, men, women, and children. And Saul left Agag, the king, alive, and the animals, he said, kill the animals, and he left the animals alive. And because of that, God punished Saul and took his kingdom away because he didn't kill everyone. So I'm not against killing men, women, children, but there are certain circumstances when it's wrong. It all depends on who is the lesser of evil in the battle. In this particular battle, the Allied powers were way more evil than Hitler and his Nazis in Germany. Way more evil. They were way more immoral. So in that particular war, any man of goodwill or Catholic would have had to support Hitler and the Axis powers. They really put a threat into the major plots of the Antichrist, which the apostate Jews and Freemasons were bringing to power. So then killing men and women, children was unjust. Hitler would have had the right. He would have had the right, more than they did, to do what they did to him. He would have had the right to kill men, women, and children and bomb down whole cities because they were the Allied powers were the greater of the evils. Now, what happened to, I'm going to get to this quote by this air marshal now, and he's talking about the bombing of Dresden. He says that the bombing of Dresden was a great tragedy none can deny, that it was really a military necessity few, after reading this book, will believe. David Irving proves there was no military target there. He had no reason to do it. It was pure viciousness. Now, people say, well, didn't Hitler bomb England in the Battle of Britain and all that? Let's go on a little history here, and you're going to read this in my book. I have quotes in here. In the beginning, before that war even started, they provoked that war and led Hitler into it. Hitler did not want to go to war. They wanted to go to war and drag him into war so they can go after him because of what he did to the Jews by kicking them out of Germany or taking them out of their positions of power and closing down the lodges. That's what they wanted, to go after Hitler. But what Hitler said before the war was beginning, even, he says, I don't want to use aircrafts for military purposes. It can kill too many innocent civilians. He said this is a vicious weapon. It can hurt too many civilians. Hitler said this in several speeches and in his books. He also said, I don't want to use poison gas. Because they used it during World War I on him when he was fighting in World War I. He got attacked by it. And it devastated him. And he said, this is inhuman. We should not have these weapons in war. It can kill too many innocent people. And so he was against poison gases. And he was against airplanes dropping bombs. And he said this to the people. I will not use them if you don't use them. Don't use them. The English understood that when they started to bomb the German cities, Hitler retaliated and said, now I'm going to bomb your cities. Near the end of the war, the English were contemplating using poison gas against Hitler. And they said, well, Hitler's against poison gas. He didn't use it on us. He says, but if we use it on him, he's going to use it on us. So don't do it. That was one of the reasons they didn't use the poison gas, because then they said you're going to provoke Hitler with the bomb thing, and then you're going to leave him no choice but then to use poison gas. That's one thing also you read about. The first person to use them was the English. They were the first ones that went over and bombed German cities and bombed German civilians. It was the English. And they say Hitler waited 6 months before he retaliated, but when they did it, he said, if you don't stop doing this and bombing our German cities, and military targets, you can say, fine, in a war, fine. But they were bombing even civilians. They were killing civilians. So he said, from now on, he says, for every bomb you drop on us, we're going to drop 10 bombs on you. And then began the Battle of Britain. And then he went over to England, dropping bombs on them. All right? And that's warfare. Kill civilians. I'm not even against killing civilians if you have to. The point's not about that. It's about Hitler's the one who's the big monster. You realize in the beginning, he didn't even want to drop bombs on anybody. It was the Allied powers that didn't listen to his plea not to use these weapons that did use these weapons. And then he's retaliating, or she's not going to win the war. Now, at the end, when the Allied powers were almost winning the war, it was only a couple of months before the war was over, that's when they bombed Dresden and Hamburg. There was no reason for it. And they killed, like I say, in Dresden, they killed 135,000 people within 2 days. I don't know how many people they killed in Hamburg and some of the other German cities, but you got to look at what they did to this place and the weapons they used. It was like a napalm. Incendiary bombs, you know, frying these people. You're going directly out. But this, see, look, the reason I say this too is I wouldn't mind so much if the United States came out and said in England and Free France, they call them Free French, you know, that were the Allied powers, if they came out in the beginning and say, look, this is what we're planning to do. We're going to kill your citizens, men, women, and children, because we're going to punish you for your German crimes. If they said it out in public, you'd say, well, at least they're not hypocrites. They never said that in public. They keep it kind of secret. You got to investigate it. When I looked at this evidence, I couldn't believe how bad it was. And why? Because you're reading the scriptures that the United States, who is the harlot, pretends to be a lamb. She's always the good guy. I don't really torture people. I don't kill civilians. I don't do any of that stuff. The bad guys always do that. We never do any of that. That's the worst part about this whole thing, as they kept this hidden from us in our history books. You never learned about this stuff in your history books. Let me read that verse in Apocalypse 13, 11 to 13. This is referring to the United States. And I saw another beast coming out of the earth, and it had two horns like a lamb and spoke as a dragon. So it acts as a lamb, but it's really a dragon. When he says, I don't kill civilians, go out and wipe out all those civilians. We don't rape and do sexual crimes about people who are prisoners. They go out and they do it. In other words, even when they were bombing Iraq and all these other places, they never show you the aftermath. You don't have reporters on the ground showing you what happened after those bombs hit in Iraq and Afghanistan. What happened to the people in those buildings? They didn't show you the dead bodies. So she appears to be a lamb. We don't do that kind of stuff. She says, we don't torture. They torture people. I'm going to tell you about a firsthand testimony of a person that I knew in Newark who was in World War II, and he was attached to a special United States unit that would go in here and torture Germans. And he told me the torture techniques they used on these guys. It was brutal. He says, we tortured them horribly, and they raped people and all that. Now, this is stuff you don't... this is the stuff Germany did this. Germany does this. They torture. They rape. They kill civilians. No, the United States did it, and you don't hear about it. This was a guy who was over there in this detachment, specifically to go in there and torture Germans. And he told me the stuff that they did to these Germans and the way they tortured. This is a United States guy, by the way. Well, my point on the whole thing of that is the lamb part, where the United States want to pretend they do these things. Even today, when they torture people, they'll either do it themselves a lot, or if they can't get away with it, they send them to other countries. There's a word they have for that called renditions, where they send them into other countries that do torture them, and then they torture them over there. Turkey, or they'll send them somewhere else, and so they torture them over there. Look, I'm not against torture neither. If people deserve to be tortured, fine. If they don't, then it's unjust. If they do deserve to be tortured, then it's just. So I'm not against torture. I'm against the hypocrisy of the United States that pretends they don't torture anybody. And in this case, when the United States does it, it's unjust. Now, that's besides the fact that Hitler never did these things. Hitler, first of all, and this is my father's testimony when he was over there in Hungary during World War II. I'm going to get into some of his testimony. And the Germans were in Hungary, and Hungary was fighting for Germany. And my grandfather was there, my grandmother, my father, and my aunt. And they witnessed all this stuff. He said the Germans were so civil. He says that if a German ever raped anybody, they would hang him right away. It's a death penalty if they would rape anybody. So the Germans were not raping people. The Soviet Union raped massive amount of people. The communists in the Soviet Union and the United States people raped people, not the Germans. My father lived through it. He says it was forbidden. And my father said when the Germans came into Hungary and took over Hungary, the Hungarians welcomed them. It was like a mutual agreement. They made a pact and they were fighting for Germany. He says, but when the Germans came into Hungary, Hitler transformed the place overnight from a place of crime and degradation to a place of peace and no crime. For instance, he said drug dealers. He arrested the main drug dealers and he hung them in a public square. He closed down the pornography shops. He banned all alcoholism. He didn't like that neither. But he turned the country overnight, got rid of the Jewish bankers and all that. And Hungary started to prosper. And my father witnessed this firsthand, you see. And that's why these Allied people do not like Hitler. That's one of the main reasons, is because they want to continue to commit their gross sins of immorality. But this is one proof of what, when Hitler was transforming these places and what he did for Hungary. It really turned the place around compared to what it was before that. That's what Hitler also did in Germany and Berlin. Then when he went into Hungary, he also purified that place too from a lot of the gross sins of immorality. But he didn't tolerate it. He says, Rich, within 1 month, he says, drugs were done. They were gone. They didn't exist. He killed the top drug dealers and that was the end of it. You got to ask yourself, why is there a big problem with drugs in the United States down to today? Because the very presidents and the senators and the congressmen and the governors are all part of the drug dealing. They're all drug dealers. They're allowing it. They make a big money off of it. They can shut that stuff down overnight. I always used to say as a kid, if I can know where the drugs are in my own neighborhood, how come they don't know where it is? If they got all these top army surveillance techniques and these weapons, they can stop drugs overnight. The reason they don't do it is because they're part of the drug dealing enterprise. The very leaders of this country are supporting the drug business. And every now and then when they arrest a drug dealer like this guy, Chapo Guzman, they just arrested in Mexico. And he's one of the biggest drug dealers with heroin and cocaine and marijuana going through Chicago and through the rest of the United States. Why did they arrest this guy? Because he wasn't paying his tithes to the leaders. When you don't pay the leaders in the United States the proper amount of money, then they get rid of you and they'll put another drug dealer in. That's the only reason. He's been dealing these drugs for a whole long time and he never did anything to him. Why do they now all of a sudden, did they want to arrest him and make a big deal? Because he did not pay off the big shots in the United States. And so they said, let's get rid of them. And they make it look like they're big crusaders against a drug enterprise. And another guy takes his place and then he takes over. But it so happens he escaped from prison now in Mexico and he's still dealing the drugs. My point is, anytime they pretend that they're fighting against drugs, it's all pretend. They're not really doing it. There's a lot of money involved in it. These people are immoral to the highest degree. The apostate Jews look upon Gentiles as goy cattle. Freemasons look upon non-Freemasons as goy cattle. And you're nothing but dirt. They can kill you. They can make money off you. They can rob you. They can rape you. And they can pillage you. This whole country, for the very leaders are in the drug business. They're doing that with the poppy and the heroin that's coming from the Middle East. And these Afghanistan and all these countries are taking over. They're still taking the poppy out of there, making a whole bunch of money off of it. How is it that Hitler can end this stuff within 1 month? My father said within a couple of weeks even. Because first of all, you got to go and seize everybody who you know is guilty, pull them out of the house and kill the number one guys in public, which is what he did. And that was absolutely the end of the drug business in Hungary. They don't want it to end. They're the ones behind poisoning their own citizens. They're the ones behind the 9/11 kill 3,000 of their own citizens. So you people better wake up. Hitler said they tell big lies. They want you to believe the planes knocked those buildings down. Anybody can tell you they were demoed, and Building 7 wasn't even hit by a plane and that went down. You got to be a dumb idiot to believe it. People want to believe it because they're biting the American dream and they're living off high in the hog and they don't want to believe what happened. But who knocked those buildings down? The apostate Jews and the Freemasons didn't. They blamed it on the Muslims. Just like they blamed Hitler for the Holocaust when they're the ones who did the Holocaust. You got to ask yourself a question. What kind of a people would destroy their own citizens just to go to war? Because that's what they think about non-apostate Jews and non-Freemasons. That's what they think about you. Your own people knocked those towers down and killed their own citizens. They even set up Pearl Harbor and knew that was coming so they can go into the war. Big, monstrous liars. It's your own government that's behind murdering their own people and raping and pillaging their own people. And guess what? You people deserve it. Because you bit the American bullet and you like the democracy nonsense. But this is just another proof of firsthand witness of my father who saw what happened when Hitler went into Hungary and he turned the place completely around from his gross immorality and kicked out the Jewish bankers. And Mussolini, who was allied with Hitler, also turned Italy around in many ways. He's the one that got rid of the mafia in Italy. And what he did was, you know, they had all these rules protecting the mafia in Italy because it was protected by their leaders. When he came to power, and especially we have documentaries on this, very excellent ones, in particular Sicily, they were really big in Sicily too. He would go right into their own homes, wherever he knew they were. He'd pull them out of their houses and kill the top mafia guys and just kill them. And he eradicated the mafia in Italy, really, literally overnight, Mussolini. And that was at the turn of the century too, around 1900 even, they say this was going on. I think Mussolini was around even then. And they operated with this particular motive. And the mafia guys were then coming over to the United States, like a bunch of rats on a sinking ship. They came over to the United States in big numbers, and they set up home in the United States. And then these same mafia guys worked with the Allied powers in the United States to go back in and take back Italy and kick Mussolini out. You will see wherever the fascism went and got rid of your democracies, your liberal democracies, they got rid of the liberal democracies when they were in power, were promoting gross immorality wherever they go. Well, you see, because in democracies, criminals, these liberal democracies especially, but it always turns out that way because most people are evil. In democracies, sinners and criminals have rights. They have rights. And not only have rights, they're promoted. And even communist China, when they came in and took over some of your Chiang Kai-shek and his liberal democracy people, they got rid of a lot of crime. Even in China today, the crime rate is so low. Look at the United States. It's allied powers is what I'm getting, the most evil people of all. And that's why they don't like Mussolini neither. And they attack him. So my father was living over there under the Germans. Like, I think they had a bomb drop in our house once even, or they had an apartment building. My grandfather owned an apartment building, and a bomb fell on it, and it didn't go off. So the SS came in and detonated it. So my father's witnessing all these. He's seen firsthand how the Germans are. Their prison camps were very moral. They didn't rape anybody. They didn't kill people unless they deserved to be killed. They took care of them very humanely. And he said, Rich, they were absolutely humane. And they followed the Geneva Convention rules. The Allied powers were not doing that. They don't tell you about that. The Soviet Union, United States prison camps were brutal, especially to the Germans. Especially to the Germans. He witnessed the Soviet Union when they came in and took over Hungary, and he witnessed what they did. I'm going to give you a few of the stories right now. So when you look at this hellstorm, I have my father. He's now dead in hell, sadly to say, but my father's in hell. He was an apostate, a very bad, a nominal Catholic, but he's in hell. But nevertheless, his stories has some absolute value here, and it's a firsthand witness of what they saw. He said, first of all, when the Russians came in, the Soviet Union, they were so barbaric. They were actually barbarians, he said. They were like monsters. They would sleep on the sidewalks, and they would get drunk. They would rape. Raping was so rampant, he said, when they came in, they would rape any woman they saw. So my aunt, they put black all over her face. They cut her hair short, made her look like a boy, so that they would not rape my aunt. And you went into this hellstorm. When they raped multiple times. They would take the women out, the daughters, and rape them in front of their parents and their family members. They would rape the wife in front of the husbands. In front of their families, they would rape them. And they would rape them multiple times. And then kill them while they're raping them. And then crucify some of them, or put them up on crosses and crucify them. My father saw all of this in Hungary. And another thing he saw is when these Russians were trying to attack these 10 Germans that were in a house with a machine gun. There was about 300, 400, 500 Russians that were rushing the machine gun nest, and the Germans were plowing them down. And the commissars were behind the Russians just in case they retreated, that they would shoot them. That's how they got the Russians to go forward. And he saw all that. He said they would shoot them. And finally, he said the Germans ran out of ammunition in the machine gun nest, and they got those Germans, and they tortured them. And here's what my father saw on how they tortured him. He said in Hungary, the houses were connected by tunnels so that they can go from one house to another through a tunnel system. And the Russians came in and found the tunnel system and all that, got my father and his family together, or and my aunt, and they got them all together, and they forced all the Hungarians to go down through the tunnels and come up. And each house they went into, there was a different torture technique they had to look at. And one of the worst ones was they came out into one house, and he says the Russians, the Soviet Unions, they had the German guys that were in the machine gun nest sitting in a chair, and they nailed his feet to the floor with nails. They nailed him to the floor with right through his feet, and his hands were nailed to the chair. So they put the nails through, and they were peeling his skin off piece by piece, and they had to watch it. My father had to look at that. This is what we're talking about the Soviet Union is doing over here. The United States did stuff like that too. You know, maybe more secretly, not as openly, not as bad as the Soviet Union did, but the United States did stuff like that too also. But this is what my father's witnessing over here. He says, and the Germans came in there. He says, after that, when Hungary then was taken over by the Soviet Union, and now, because he was still living in Hungary after that for a short period of time, and his father came over to the United States before he did, and they were getting ready to go on the plane to come over to the United States or something, and my grandfather got on, and right after he got on, they said, that's it, no more. And so they got separated from him, and they had to hide up in the mountains and all that. But my father said in Hungary, even before the war, and then after the war when the Soviet Union came in, he said the Jews controlled Hungary. He said the apostate Jews, they were vicious. He said they were just like everything Hitler says about what Jews do when they enter into a country oppressing the people. But he said, especially after the war, he says when the Soviet Union came in, he said all the top commissar guys in there that were taking control in Hungary were Jews, apostate Jews. And he said they were the most vicious torturers that you have ever seen. They said they had reputations of torturing people worse than the Chinese. And he said this one Jew, I forget his name, he would go along on a rail car. And this rail car, when it showed up in a Hungarian town, watch out, because he would take the people in. It was a black rail car. And when he would take you into, that's where he would torture you. The Jew would torture you. Sometimes you wouldn't come out alive. Sometimes you'd come out all mangled for life. It was the torture car. And when the Hungarians saw it, they knew it. I forget, I think one of the guys' name was Bela Kun. He was one of the Hungarian Jews that was running the place after that, Bela Kun. But the one torturer guy, I forget his name, he says, but they all feared when this real car would come in that the Jews would then bring you in there and torture you. How come you never hear about that, right? The apostate Jews, you're talking about how they've been treated. They're the ones that are the savages, not the Germans. Now, this is stuff my father witnessed firsthand. So when you look at the hellstorm, all the stuff you're seeing here is true. Now, what else happened in World War II? Not only did the Allied powers, which is England and the United States, bomb these cities right near the end of the war that were no military objective, annihilating, that was just in Dresden, 135,000. I don't know how many else they killed. Really? They said it really could have been three, there's a dispute on the numbers, it could have been 300,000 to 400,000 in Dresden alone. David Irving's got a really good information on this. All right, now, so let's talk about 3,000. You got Hamburg and these other places. Let's say 500,000 between these cities alone. Then, also what they did, the United States, because they knew the Soviet Union was, and at least the Soviet Union weren't hypocrites. And they went out and killed people. They didn't try to hide it. The United States hides it, you know. But what they did was they turned over a lot of German prisoners at the end of the war to the Soviet Union and sent them into Siberia. And most of them never made it. They killed them. There's, I think, a book a guy put on other losses about that. But somebody put the number at 1 million, 2 million, 3 million Germans were actually sent into the Soviet Union, and they killed them in the Soviet Union. There's your Holocaust. We're talking already about, it could be to 6 million, really. It could be 3 million at least. But there's a real Holocaust. The war was over. It's done with. The United States is the most brutal conquerors. They really are. When they come in and give terms, even at the end of World War I, the Allied powers were vicious. They give vicious terms. They put people under the yoke, and they have no mercy. The Allied powers are brutal. Not Hitler. Not Germany. It's a complete opposite of what they want you to believe. So now all these Germans were sent into the Soviet Union, and some of them they put in work camps, and others they killed. So you're talking here about at least 3 million, maybe 5, maybe more than 3 million. How come you people never heard about that, right? But guess what? All these 6 million Jews you're told that died in World, they didn't die. It was a big lie. There weren't even that many Jews in there. But the whole Holocaust never happened. Hitler was so humane to the Germans and Gypsies in his prison camps, you just look at the evidence. What I'm saying is the real Holocaust, what the Jews said, was done to them. They did it to the Germans. They lied. What that one guy said is you've got to ask, what did the Jews do to the Germans? So whatever they're saying about Hitler does not apply to Hitler when it comes to this murdering and this raping and this pillaging. It was the Jews and it was the Allied powers that did it. You understand how opposite everything is? So when you're looking at this Hellstorm video, that's one thing you got to look and say, how come this was never given to us in history books? Oh, people are always looking at these dead bodies of supposed Jews in the Holocaust camp and all this stuff, but you're never looking at the stories about what they did to the Germans. And that's a true story. Those in the Holocaust never happened. Those dead bodies starved in typhus. When you look at all the evidence in here, you're seeing the hypocrisy of the Allied power. She speaks like a lamb. I'm the lamb. Hitler's the dragon. Now, you could say Hitler might have spoke like a dragon. He was really like a lamb. But he didn't even really speak like a dragon. If you read his writings, he was very humane when it came to war. He really was. It was the Allied powers that are vicious and brutal. They're that way down to today when you see him enter these Arab countries. Look like they did in the Abu Ghraib prison. I'm not against torture, but one thing you can never do is immorality. And they were treating those prisoners immoral. They stripped them naked and did filthy sexual things to them. That is an abomination to the highest degree. When you look about all the rapes that took place over there, you know, when you're looking at this particular hellstorm, just think of one thing. The next time it's going to happen to you people, the people that really deserved that was the United States and England and for free France. They're the ones that should have got what you're looking at, what the Germans got. I'm not making excuses to the Germans. They weren't 100% innocent. Hitler was a monster and a heretic on certain points, but he was way lesser evil than the Allied powers. And if he deserved to get that, then you people deserve to get 10 times that. And you're going to get 10 times that when the Antichrist comes to power. First of all, he's going to be the one that's going to give it to you when he destroys his harlot, when he no longer needs her anymore. When you look at this, look at future coming attractions, what's going to happen to this country. And the United States, when they went in and bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, how many civilians did they kill in that town? Was that really necessary? And look, what not only Nagasaki and Hiroshima with the atomic bomb, which is a fulfillment of Apocalypse 13:13, which I was just reading to you there. It says, and this beast brings down fire from heaven and puts the whole world in awe of her. And to understand that, listen to my lecture and explanation on Apocalypse 13 where I speak about that. The United States did that so they can test the bomb and put the whole world in fear of the United States. Again, Air Marshal Sir Robert Sonbe made a good statement. He said, the advocates of nuclear armament seem to believe that if they could achieve their aim, war would become tolerable and decent. They would do well to read this book and ponder the fate of Dresden, where 135,000 people died as a result of an air attack. It was more than that, really, with conventional weapons. On the night of March 9 to 10, 1945, an air attack on Tokyo by American heavy bombers using incendiary high explosive bombs caused the death of 83,793 people. The atom bomb dropped on Hiroshima killed 71,379 people. He's saying the incendiary bombs killed more people than the atomic bomb did. But again, here, the point I'm going to make in this is the United States did the atomic bomb, put people in fear of them, but they bombed civilian targets, all right? And they're saying so we can end the war sooner. You could have ended the war a little bit later without doing that by just embargoing them. They already had all the islands surrounding Japan. All you had to do was choke them off, put your ships around there, and starve them out like an embargo till they surrender. You didn't have to do this. You didn't have to do this. You did it because you're vicious, because you're savage. You look at the apostate Jew. He looks at all people like goy cattle. Freemasons, who's not a Freemason, they're like goy cattle if you're not a Freemason. They hate the rest of the human race. They hate them, actually. Look at them like bugs and insects and wipe them out. This was a terror plan and a genocide. And people don't talk about this. It's always the Jew. The Jew. The Jew. And nothing happened to the Jew in World War II. If anything, this should have happened to them. If Hitler was to try to determine to kill a lot of Jews, he would have had the right to do it in the eyes of God. Maybe he should have done it. Maybe he was too nice. We don't know that for sure until God tells us. I believe he should have definitely wiped out some of them at least, more than what he did. He had no plan to exterminate Jews whatsoever. But the main point I'm making in this lecture here is when you look at who the real bad guys are, you're looking at what the Allies did, their atrocities, their crime, the real Holocaust. The real people, when they go in there, they just humiliate and degradate people, sexually degradate them, rape them. This is what democracy is all about. They're doing it in the Arab countries when they go in there. Look what some of these soldiers are caught doing when they kill the Arab bodies, how they're desecrating their bodies. Yeah, they're an enemy, but you don't. They pee on the bodies. They do filthy things to the dead bodies. I mean, the Americans, they're vicious. And you're going to find out, too, that the Americans, when they took the Germans prisoners in the West, Western sectors, the German prisoners, they starved them. They won't give them water. They won't give them food. They shot a couple of them. They treated them very badly. Not as bad as the Soviet Union, but they still treated them very badly. One example, too, you can see is in the movie Battle of Bulge, which is a good movie, military. I like military movies, but they had one scene in there with Charles Bronson. They were asking him, what should we do with the Germans when we conquered them? He said, I think we should kill them all and turn it into a prairie land. All right? That's a genocide, you see. Yeah. The real genocide was the Jews against the Germans. It wasn't the Germans against the Jews. The Jews are big, fat liars. And that's what makes it even worse than anything else. Their hypocrisy and their lies. There was a plan to really, and I think the Jews, if they got away with it, they would have liked to exterminate the whole German race. But they were happy enough by getting rid of so many Germans that the few Germans that are left will be so scared to ever go against the Allied powers, and that most of the adults are now killed, or the ones that were supporting Hitler, that you can now raise up little faggot, effeminate German babies. All the little German children grow up and be what they are today. Look at Germany today. It's disgusting. In all Europe, they're a bunch of little faggots. They're effeminate. They ought to be ashamed of themselves if they look at their history. They ought to be righteously, and not all Germans. There's a right-wing groups and groups in Germany that know this is wrong. And there's 10 to 15% of them to their credit. They haven't bowed down to all this nonsense. But the rest of the Germans are democratized, effeminized, capitalistic, everything. Faggots, homosexuals, modern art people, all these things that Hitler was against, they're all for. And you would never think that the strong, brave warrior people would ever be effeminized like this. But that's the effect democracy has on people. Americanism and its liberalism. So you're learning here about the real Holocaust that took place in World War II and after World War II against the Germans, first and foremost. Now, the Japanese, you can make an argument maybe because of the way they treated their prisoners, that you could have maybe punished them a little more because of some of their treatment towards the American prisoners. But that wasn't happening with Germany. And Germany got punished way worse than the Japanese. After those bombs were dropped, they didn't go in there and deport Japanese and start killing Japanese. They were even killing Germans after the war by sending them into the Soviet Union and starving them in Western prison camps. So when you look at this Hellstorm video and you listen to this lecture, you got to ask yourself, why was this piece of history never told to us? And I'm not against killing men, women, and children. What I'm against especially is the hypocrisy of the United States for pretending they're a lamb and never does anything like that. And I'm protesting because the United States really was the greatest evil power, and it was wrong what they did against the Germans in the eyes of God. Even though the Germans were evil, they were not as evil as the Allied power. So the whole thing is unjust. It was even against the Geneva Convention, according to their international laws. Look what Israel does over to Gaza and gets away with it. Come on. Come on. Look what they do in Gaza. It's on TV. They drop bombs on hospitals that are... They don't only drop the bombs on where the civilians are living and kill the people that are not even involved in the conflict, but when they go to the hospital and then the doctor's taking care of them, they bomb the hospital. Hey, you're looking at this and nobody's saying anything. And you keep going, let's go back and point the finger at Hitler's Nazis and the evil Germans back 50, 60 years ago. That's all over. I always say to people, no matter what you think about Hitler and the Nazis and all that, they're done. They lost the war. They haven't been around for 60 years. Who's messing up the world today? It's not him. Matter of fact, if he won that war, the world would be a lot better in many ways. Even though he was a monster himself, he was a way lesser monster. Really. He's still in hell. If he didn't repent on his deathbed, he's still in hell. But we're talking about the lesser of evils here. But look at the world. It's not him messing it up. It's not him who's robbing you and your banking systems and causing crime in the inner cities and having black radicals run crazy and criminals without being arrested. People committing all kinds of crimes, homosexuals, feminists, transgenders, modern art, banking gangsters. He hated all this stuff. All right? So you people better start waking up. So when you watch the Hellstorm documentary, know that the next time is going to happen to you. The United States, France, England, and it's the Antichrist who's going to be doing it to you, the one who you put your trust and faith in. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.